sing together number 8 in our camp book, number 8. met together in tenderness, he sought me.
And on his shoulders brought. herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Such love. Such love. Do you understand that? We sing, I'm fully persuaded of his great love for me. And I think maybe we ought to contemplate perhaps more regarding the love that he has for us personally, individually, for me. For me it was. For me that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. I wonder what he saw in me to bear such deep agony. What did he see in me that he should die for me? What is it that you desire, Lord, from me? Having loved me to the utmost degree, he loved his own to the very end. And that means to the utmost degree, he laid his life down for them that they might become his, through whom he can pour that love into a loveless world. Love is going to conquer all this hate that we see. Love is going to conquer. Hallelujah. I understand when Napoleon died, he lifted up his right hand to heaven and said, "Thou, Nazarene, hast conquered by love. I thought to conquer by brute force, but you have conquered by love." And love does conquer hearts. You just persist in it and love that person. Love that person through the love of Christ, and you will win a soul. I feel it sometimes within me. I have to go and see that person. I have to go. I must go. I have to go. It's just, there's a, I have to go in me. I have to. And regardless, I went to see someone in a blizzard. A blizzard was raging. He was in the hospital. And I felt, I have to go. So I went. I went. He didn't yet submit himself to Christ. He hadn't yet. But he had sent his children to our church. He would bring them and then he'd leave. And his wife, eventually she left him. And here he was with those children and so on. And it did something for him. I mean, so that he was committed to this, to the psychiatric ward in the hospital. Now, what are you going to do? So, this storm is rather fierce, you know. And so, I had to go. I didn't pay attention or I didn't consider the storm. And I went. And you know, God came to him. He said, "You're coming to me in those circumstances was an expression of God's love for me." And so he surrendered. He surrendered. Some of you people might know him. Brother Fury was his name. He played the harmonica. And his song, I think one of the fondest that he liked to play, Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. 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 And that went, you know, he was so full of joy. Well, it's a reality. There is a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise the Lord. You can't help but rejoice. If you're not rejoicing, you have the wrong end of the stick. You have to get a hold of the right end of the stick and rejoice in the Lord. Oh, His love. His love. His love constrains me. Because I thus judge that if one died for all, then all are dead. And yet those who live should not live unto themselves, but unto Him who died for them. Are you living unto Him, this one who died for you? Have you really given Him the place that He's seeking in your life? Nothing less than full surrender. Nothing less than giving all. Nothing less than gladly saying, here am I at Jesus' call. Yielding body, soul, and spirit for the Master to possess. Oh, offer Jesus nothing less. Nothing less. Love so amazing. So divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. You, we will never fulfill it, His purpose unless we just capitulate, give up. Lord, take my life and let it be all that You want it to be. He is our Maker. He made us. And don't you think He can make us spiritually what He has intended that we be? If we just give ourselves in response to this great love. I think He can. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, dear Lord. Dear Lord, take us afresh tonight.
Oh,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Set us into Your will. Give someone prayer for us, that they might pray as Epaphras prayed. I shouldn't close my eyes. Forgive me. How did Epaphras pray? He labored in prayer. He labored in prayer. We need somebody to call on God to labor in prayer, that we might stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Sweet will of God, still fold me closer. You think I ought to get started with this? Philip wanted me to say something about worship. First, I would like to say that I'm thankful for my wife. I thought, where would I be if God had not given me Martha. Martha. I needed Martha because we complement one another. She has better discernment than I. You can't fool her. If you're false, she knows it right away. If you're real, she knows that also. She has discernment, and I don't see that always, you know. I don't see that people camouflage themselves, you know, and they act this way. And she knows. You can't pull the wool over her eyes. And I'm thankful for that. I needed that. And then she's always took her stand for the Lord. And has been, as she promised, You take this man whose right hand you now hold, to be your wedded husband, to have and to hold through poverty or richness, through sickness and in health, as long as you both shall live. Can you say, I do?
I do.
Well, I tell you, she said that twice. She said that twice. Because I've gone through two major operations. And you know, they knocked me out. I mean, they just knocked me out. And I didn't know that they had taken my ring from my finger. And the nurse had taken that ring. Well, the Lord said, no, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. You are going to declare the works of the Lord. And so I came through the operation. And then something else occurred. A blood clot came up and entered my main artery and was rather near the heart coming up. And they didn't know what to do with me. But my son and my wife, they knew what to do with me. They brought me to the Lord. They brought me to the Lord. They prayed. They called on God. And you know, that thing just, poof, it was gone in a moment. It was just gone. And then I don't know whether that was near our wedding anniversary, January 28th. I think it happened on that day because we were together, and maybe it's our wedding day. And you know, she had the ring. She had this ring. She wanted to marry me again. to take me again. And here I am, I'm standing there, and she looks, and she says, I want to put this ring on your finger. I want to take you again. Such love God put into her heart. But he saw I needed her. How often I've called on her. Honey, you have something to say. Or so on. But tonight she's going to help me.
We're going to sing something first.
Pardon?
We're going to sing something.
You want to sing something?
Is that okay?
Yeah, why not?
You can take a break.
Yeah, I love you, honey.
Years.
The fight is on.
Well, let's sing something for them. After that. And 365 was the song that was sung at their wedding. 365. Let's stand as we sing. Going to sing for us. Verse 2.
You're going to have to sing loud then because I have to follow you. Okay.
All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread. feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see.
All the way my Savior leads me, all the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed immortal wings is fly through realms of day, this my song through endless shades.
A prayer request tonight, and it has to do with what we just sang about. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed in mortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. And a dear sister who walked with the Lord and served the Lord went home to be with the Lord today. And it's our brother Petfield's son's mother-in-law. And so he brought this request that we would pray for his family. They share grandchildren and great-grandchildren, I guess. And his desire is that God would just speak to the hearts of these grandchildren and to bring comfort to this family. I understand our sister Arcee, Raphael Arcee, also served here at camp many years ago. And now she's in the presence of Jesus. And so we may grieve and we may sorrow, but she's rejoicing. Jesus led me all the way. And so let's just lift our hearts and love and faith to our God and just pray for this family. I'm going to ask Brother Tom, if you would just lead us in a word of prayer. God would bring salvation. Our Brother Bob just shared that there are a number of grandchildren who aren't following the Lord. And let's trust that God will speak to them and draw their hearts and make Himself real and precious to them.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Dear Father in heaven, we thank You that there's a way with You, O God, where it may not seem like there is a way, and where the way may be difficult, You are able,
yes, Lord,
to break
yes,
through Lord, and to make yes, the way. Lord. You are able to reach these hearts. You are able to soften these hearts.
Oh,
and we pray, O God, that the seeds that have been sown, the bread that has been cast upon the water, shall return. It shall bring forth fruit, O God. Come, O Lord, to these grandchildren and help them to see that the way of the Lord is the right way.
Yes,
the way of the Lord
yes,
is the
Lord.
Only
yes,
way.
Lord.
The way of the Lord is the best way. Speak, Lord, we pray. Speak to their hearts. Draw their hearts. Let this opportunity, let this moment, oh God, work in their lives in a great way.
Yes, pray. Lord.
Oh, Jesus, for Your namesake, for Your glory, comfort our brothers and sisters.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
have
Lord.
Lost this beloved mother and grandmother, yes, O God. And we pray, O God, that You will be very present yes, through the Lord. Services to draw yes, these hearts, yes, to melt Lord. These hearts, yes, to Lord. Comfort these hearts, O Lord. Yes. Thank You, Lord, that You are a refuge and a strength and a very present help, right. O God.
Yes.
Be glorified, we pray. Yes. Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Anyone else with a word of testimony?
I think maybe the bride ought to say something.
I'd like to know if you're doing your homework. How many have your books? This morning my son told you to bring your books tonight. And your pen. Yes?
Yes.
And did you fill in the second page?
Yes.
The seven facets of worship. Hold up your book, let me see. Blank page? Mm-hmm. You know, my son went through a lot of work to make this book. You realize that? It took him hours.
Oh, we thank him.
And I'd appreciate if you would do your homework every day, okay?